How are you doing so far? All right, let's take a breath together. So you're taking in new information and you're coming from a place of love and a desire to be of service to humanity. That's what's really important. Regardless if you have an energy healing background, a healthcare background, a shamanic background, it does not matter. You're going to offer a very unique perspective that you bring from all of your experiences and your healing work. I would like to do something with you now that might be really comfortable for you or it might be new. I'd like to say a little prayer with you. Father, Mother, God, Great Spirit, I ask your blessings, your light, your Holy Spirit on the work that we are both doing. Let it come from the truest, most authentic place in our heart. Open us up to receive clarity and guidance on our next steps. Attract the right people that we can serve and that we can help so that they find us like we are a bright lighthouse, a beacon. Draw the people to us that we can serve the best. And let us be instruments of harmony, peace, love, and healing. Let us always be able to find the space within ourselves for centering prayer and give us the strength to share that gift with others. I can always know when I'm in that heart space because the liquid flows from my eyes, but it's heart liquid and it moves me and it touches me. And I pray that that energy touches the ones that I serve. May all who love us on all realms and all dimensions come close to us to be with us in this work. Sometimes we'll be really specific in our prayers and sometimes we'll make it big and broad like that. But that's as simple and as heartfelt as it can be. It's intimate and sacred work, and I hope that you continue to deepen into your own prayer practice and let your prayer be powerful art. Let it shine on others. I pray that you have the courage to be big with your prayer when you need to be big, and be small and soft when you need to be small. Because as shaman, we are the shapeshifters to meet the needs of each situation. In this module, I want you to take an assessment of where you see yourself in service with all of this, because there's so many different ways you could serve. It's not necessarily going to be that you check off all those, yep, I'm going to do this, 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 and this, or you might. It really depends a lot on your own human design. It depends on if you're better one-on-one, where you can be doing consulting and coaching. You can be helping them with their end-of-life planning. That's a big deal. Or you may work better with groups. You may work to bring harmony to the entire family at the time of transition, with ceremony, with ritual. And you may also be the celebrant who presides over the funeral celebrations and end-of-life ceremony. All of these are beautiful ways to be of service, and you don't have to do them all, or you might want to do them all. But in order to be clear and effective, since you are saying you want to be of service in this way, this is the module where you take some time with that. Take some time to think about What is my medicine? How am I being in alignment with my design, with these offerings? And in a very simple way, out of the things that I am putting before you in this module, what sparks you? What interests you? What feels good to you that you want to deepen your skill and your practice with learning how to offer? That's what this module is about. And at the very end, you've got two very important handouts to download. These are intake questions that I want you going through with yourself first in a really deep way. So I'm glad you've made it this far. I hope that you are enjoying the coursework and the content. And I hope that these intake questions lead you deeper into important answers to these questions for yourself first, because that's what's going to make you great at being a death doula. Enjoy.